reaches its high point in the time of trouble? Well, his deceit has taken place through 6,000 years of sin. And if we consider the cause and effect principle in connection with this, it's because of his deceit that those that are lost at the time when human probation comes to a close, because of his deceit is what brings about this terrible destruction during the seven last plagues. So in that sense, his deceit is directly involved with the culmination of his deceit and destruction during the time of trouble. But it doesn't necessarily imply that he's still personating Christ, or he begins to personate Christ at that time. And if you do not understand it, as this brother says, it should be understood. If you just see that his work of deceit and destruction reaches its height in the time period of the seven last plagues, because this is when he is going to pour his wrath out upon the world, so to speak, in destruction and calamity, then you don't have to strain with this Ellen White statement that said he's allowed to continue his deceptions until human probation closes. And brothers and sisters, there's a very powerful understanding to the personation of Christ by Satan when you contrast it with what we also know takes place during the same time period. Correctly understood, the Sunday law in the United States begins the time period of the mark of the beast. It also begins the time period when national destruction is followed by national ruin. We're told that the other countries of the globe will follow the example of the United States, and the principle will work with those other countries as well. When any country passes and enforces a Sunday law, the rule is, the principle is, national apostasy is followed by national ruin. This is an agreement with the fact that as these nations cut the cord from any influence of the Holy Spirit, and that's exactly what Sister White says the United States does when it passes a Sunday law, and therefore every other nation will do the same. She says, when we pass the Sunday law in the United States, we will have fully disconnected ourselves from righteousness. In other words, fully disconnected ourselves from the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is withdrawn. We've looked at this. National apostasy followed by national ruin. So this principle sweeps through the world during the time of the Sunday law as the Holy Spirit's being withdrawn not only from nations, but from human beings. And this escalating